Tefillah for Life, Shir 220, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Emor. After the Parshas HaAkedah, we say a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is really brought down in the Beis Yosef, from early Rishonim, this Nusach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And actually the concepts that are mentioned in this Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we also say on Rosh Hashanah in the Brachas. And let's analyze the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in a general sense and see what we can learn from it. The main focus of this Rabbeinu Shel Olam is K'moy shekavash Avram Avinu es rachamam ben yechidai, just like Avram Avinu held back his natural rachmanis from his only son, v'ratza lishchoto isai k'dei lasis v'tzaynecha, and he wanted, very important, he wanted to shecht Yitzchak in order to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzin, kein yichbishu rachamecha es kascha me'aleinu. So too the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should operate the Midas HaRachamim to overpower the Midas HaKas. This is the tefillah that we say here, and we also mention it on Rosh Hashanah. And it teaches us a very powerful lesson. Avram Avinu did not do the Akedah because he was forced to do it. Avram Avinu did the Akedah because he wanted to do it. V'rotza lishchet Yisai. He overpowered his natural instincts and he trained himself, so to speak, to emotionally want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than what he would perceive was important to him. That was the schus of the Akedah, the overpowering of the emotion. And therefore we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has midas, so to speak. It's not the same thing like our midas. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah called Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah called Kas, Chas V'Shalom. When a person operates his midas properly, and he overpowers his natural instincts, he overpowers what most people would respond in an emotional sense in this situation, and he goes differently, and he follows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that is real Mesiras Nefesh, and that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to do the same thing. Even if the natural response to Averis would be Kas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would be anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates with Rachmanis. He overpowers his emotions, so to speak. Do we have opportunities to do Akedas Yitzchak? Maybe not. But we have opportunities to overpower our emotions. Specifically, when something Chas V'Shalom negative happens. We could either get down, or we could accept it with ahava, and maybe even with simcha. And that is an overpowering of emotion. Instead of getting upset and frustrated, you overpower your natural instincts, and you respond with ahava, with acceptance, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. What you are doing is causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to overpower his kaz, so to speak, and give you rachamim and chesed. The way you respond, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. Are you doing Mesiras Nefesh? Yes. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do is also Mesiras Nefesh. And what you will receive will be much greater than what you forfeited with your Mesiras Nefesh. It's a matter of overpowering your emotions. When you are able to overpower them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds.